All right, everybody, welcome to Brews, Booze, and Reviews. This is your host, Knox, neighbor Knox, if you will. And of course, my partner in crime and all this. What's going on, Ernie?
Oh, hey, Knox. No, I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Well.
Sit next to him, of course, is Easy Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, we're just hanging out, drinking some bourbon. That's it.
Excellent.
That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Makes for a good day.
The best day.
Yeah. Some bartender Andy, how you doing?
Hey, awesome. As per usual, that's just 10 out of 10.
Excellent. As long as you don't sound like a millennial, we're good to go. All right. And today we are missing Chef Kev. He's in another state having a wonderful time and in a much better climate than Fargo. Imagine that. So taking his place today is Travis. Say hi, Travis.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous.
You Excellent. Look fabulous.
I do look fabulous.
He's one of our resident bourbon lovers, along with Easy Chris over there. So
Chris told me to come unprepared and drunk.
And he
And I've done episodes. My job.
Nailed it to a T.
And of course, on the soundboard, as always, we got Maddie. And that's great. All right, now moving on. Well, that brings us to today's little talk about today, what we are sampling. We are tasting some wonderful bourbons today. I'll tell you about the one that I brought today, if you guys don't mind. I brought the Four Roses Single Barrel. Now, if you go to the website, it says that the nose is dried spice, pear, cocoa, vanilla, and maple syrup, with a palate that's hints of rum, ripe plum, and cherries, robust, full body, and mellow, and the finish is smooth and delicately long. Delicately long.
My stripper name.
Yeah. That just reminded me of the dirty magazines I used to see as a kid. That's how old I am, folks. I saw my first naked boobies on an actual magazine. Yes, that's me.
What?
Mine too.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Right. And surprisingly now, those pages do not come apart. Yeah. They're stuck together.
Now, what are all these things that you may know because
days of the
that I don't know about? When it says nose and palate and finish, I'm going to divert to you guys because I don't exactly know what all this stuff means. And it's up to Ernie and I to walk our listeners through this educational moment of trying to figure out what are these things and what do they mean and how do you do it when you taste bourbon. Anybody want to jump in on this, on the nose, the palate, or the finish?
Well...
Hey, Travis.
All right.
Just waiting for the response.
I'm warming up.
I guess I can touch on some of the stuff. It's just kind of how it sounds. The nose of something is, you know, when you're tasting bourbons, smell is often a lot affects how flavor works in your mouth too. So smelling the bourbons or the beers or whatever else, you know, you're tasting. It is important, so you want to get your nose into the glass a little bit, smell it, and see what kind of smells you get. You know what I'm saying?
You just got to make sure you smell your smells, right?
Yeah, you got to smell your smells. And
so when this Four Roses says that it's dried spice, pear, cocoa, vanilla, and maple syrup,